Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Aiutale Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, I'm your host, Lynn Suzak from Aiutale Home Care Plus, and I'm excited about what God has been teaching me about healing. And today I have some testimony resources and healing information and a guest. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi, I have a guest, Donna Madrano. Sorry, I got it wrong. From Downriver Christian Community Church, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we brought Donna on today because we have something in common. Donna and I both have handicaps, and hers right now is MS, right?
Correct.
It's muscular sclerosis.
Right.
Everybody just knows it as MS, but I like to, you know, actually say the title. And Donna, you have believed that you're going to be healed, and that's something that I'm interested in hearing about because that's the road I'm on. Mm-hmm. It's like a journey, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Miracles are one thing, and I'll let you explain that because I believe that too. And healing is sometimes a slower journey. And we're just learning, and I want to hear about your story. So, when did you first find that you had symptoms of MS, or that you were experiencing it?
Well, I was in a car accident in January of 2005, and I had two bulging discs, and they thought that was it. But as time went on, they realized that I had MS. By August of 2005, I was in the hospital and couldn't walk anymore. And but can I go back to when I had my accident?
Sure, go ahead.
When I had my accident, I got out of the car. I was hit from behind on the freeway. And when I went to the back of my truck, the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm going to heal you. And
You didn't know what that meant because you thought you were okay.
Yeah, I did. I thought, okay, Lord, I have a little bit of whiplash. Okay, you know. And 6 days later, I woke up and I couldn't walk. And my family called the ambulance. And through the testing of that is when they found out I had MS.
Okay.
And so then when I couldn't walk, I said, okay, Lord, now I really know what you meant.
Okay. So I always think sometimes things look worse when he says something good. You know, something's not going to appear. You know, you're going to need that faith because
right.
he told you something.
Right.
Okay, Lord, now what's going to happen to make me wonder? But look at with my eyes, what it's going to look like the opposite. I've learned that,
right.
you know, so that's
right.
what happened.
We don't go by our eyes. We go by faith.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're walking by faith. So what happened after you woke up and couldn't walk then? I see because you're walking with a cane now.
Right. I'm walking with a cane. I couldn't walk for quite a few months. And about a year and a half later, I was doing better. And in October of last year, I came out of remission. With mm-hmm. MS, they call them exasperations, where you come in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And usually with each exasperation, there's more damage.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's a miracle already because I'm able to even walk with a cane. And my disease has progressed. The doctors tell me that my old lesions are quite big now, and I have one in the stem of my brain, and mm-hmm. I have them in my spine.
So it's looking worse from the doctor's perspective,
yes.
but physically you're doing the opposite.
Right.
And God told you something about
yes.
not believing what the doctors
right.
were telling you.
I came out of remission in October, and just before that happened, the Lord spoke to me and said, Donna, don't pay attention to what the doctors say, and don't pay attention to your body.
Mm.
And so then I came out of remission. I was like, and the doctors, of course, came back with all that negative information. And it was like, I said, thank you, Lord, because he's faithful.
Yeah,
he's
thanks
faithful.
For telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really powerful
yeah.
that he gives us direction. And all we have to do is listen to him
yes.
and believe him over the doctors,
that's
right?
That's right. That is right.
it gets to be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
And faith is... is something that we're learning together.
Yes.
I think both you and I, we're on a road, you know, that God's telling us something and we want to find out
yeah.
what it means. And
that's right.
And we want to see the spiritual move into the physical
mm-hmm.
realm. And that's very exciting. And I also heard that your husband has been healed of diabetes.
He's in, well, He is healed. We were in intercessory prayer, and the Lord had me go over to him and pray for his pancreas. Mm-hmm. And I had never prayed like I did that night for him. And they wanted to put him on insulin because his sugar was so out of control. And so anyways, he had went to the doctor. I'm going to put him on insulin. My husband, I said, he's going to want you to put you on insulin, Eddie. Tell him no. I said, because, you know, I know that God doesn't want you on insulin. He's going to do something. Mm-hmm. And so my husband told him no. And we recently had a prophet who came to our church, and he said to my husband, he said, there's an organ in your body that God is healing. He said, don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. So it was confirmation of what God had already spoke to me, that he was going to heal my husband. Right. And so my husband is still taking his medicine, but his numbers are like in the 80s. They're so normal like us.
Oh.
And here they were going to give up, put him on insulin, but God had a different plan.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. I know, you know, that prophet, I don't know even what his name is.
It's Ed Trout.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He comes to your church once in a while. I haven't been there, but you know, I guess what? I was invited to go there.
Yeah.
And it was on a night Sherry asked me to come, Sherry from my office. We've had her on here before. Mm-hmm. She was healed of cancer years ago, and she works in my office. And she goes to your church, and she invited me to one evening a couple weeks ago. And I wanted to go because I'm always interested in being around somebody else that's hearing from God, because I want to hear from God anytime I get the chance, you know, whether it's from me, or it's more exciting even to hear somebody else speak something that's confirming. So I wanted to go, but I was hesitant, and I really felt tired, and I was just, it was last minute and I wasn't prepared. And I said, you know, and my husband couldn't go with me and all these things. So I said, I really don't think I'm going to go tonight, but I so want to hear from God. I prayed, Lord, I know Sherry's going with her family, and if you want to speak to me through this prophet, have him speak anyway, even though I'm not there, and tell her that it's about somebody that's not there. And that's what happened. Sherry came back a couple hours later on the phone and told me that I got a word for you, even though you weren't there. I was so exciting. He said, for me, she said, I heard him say, I'm getting a word for somebody that's not here. And what God's telling me is that she's digging in deep and learning. And that's what I'm doing. And that she's not only, he didn't know who I was or what, but he said, she's not only going to walk, she's walking spiritually, but soon she's going to walk physically.
Mm-hmm.
And Sherry knew it was for me.
You know, prophets usually confirm what God is already showing up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's how you know that it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was exciting too.
And you know, he had a word over me
that
I was going to be healed.
Okay.
And I was just smiling. I'm like, I know.
I know. I know. So, yeah, every time I get around somebody that hears from God, like, you know, through the Holy Spirit, they go, you know, I just see that you're going to be getting up and walking. And I'm like nodding my head. Yeah, I know. I'm just waiting for that to happen.
Yeah.
You know, thank you for telling me. I just had somebody walk up to me in my church last week and say, I had another vision that you're getting up. You're going to get up. And he prayed over me. And I said, thank you. It's any minute now.
Yeah,
I'll call you as soon as I'm out of here. So that's always exciting, hearing from God, and that's what I wanted to know with you. Now I'm on a faith healing journey myself and learning. And what I found is that there's like two schools of beliefs, Donna, and I'm not going to be dogmatic about which is correct, but I will tell you that I have come from a belief before that, you know, God heals whom he wishes, and you know, he is sovereign, and that means that he sometimes heals and sometimes he doesn't. And you know, that's what I believed for 20 years, but he also was telling me that he was going to heal me. So I'm waiting and waiting, and you know, we've been prayed over, and it's not happening, and I'm feeling like it's going to happen, but it's not happening yet. And I went through divorce, and you know, then I've watched people in my family begin to deteriorate. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've had my dad pass. I have my mom with some mysterious voice problem that, you know, I believe is demonic, and it you know, it hasn't been healed yet. We have people in our family with mental issues and instability, and, you know, I'm thinking that just woke me up. You know, when I started seeing that, I thought, you know, I just kind of decided to start asking God to show me, what is there something I'm not believing right now? You know, because I'm not seeing fruit from just believing that way. Because how am I supposed to believe and without doubting, like your word says, if I believe that sometimes it's going to happen, sometimes it's not? What about mm-hmm. these scriptures? So I started exploring that, and he brought me to a new understanding, step by step, book by book, you know, and word by word, and now I'm seeing some results, and I'm taking baby steps as I go, and I'm gonna share that on next week. And where do you stand? I'd just like to ask, we don't believe in name it and claim
it. Right.
But there's a difference between believing God's word and believing fully by faith in God's word and this other name it and claim it thing. What's your experience with the whole faith thing?
Well, I, like you said, I don't believe in name it and claim it. I believe in the healer, and that's who I look to. Mm-hmm. And I believe that in our relationship, we have to draw closer to him. And the closer we draw to him, the more not only will, maybe if we need physical healing, but we also need spiritual healing. And I know that in my own experience, that God did tell me, you know, he's going to heal me. And I believe that. I believe he took up those infirmities for me upon the cross. I trust in his will in my life. Mm-hmm. And all I can tell you is that the closer I get to him, the more I'm healed. And I believe it's our intimacy with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the closer we get, the more we are healed in every aspect.
Amen. And the more that we believe in his word, mm-hmm. I believe that
yes.
he's happy with that. Because we, you know, every father wants you to believe mm-hmm. what he's saying, right? Over
right.
everybody else.
Right.
Why believe, well, you know, how insulting it is when we believe others over our Father.
Right. right?
So I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you
and,
for having me.
We have more to talk about that's going to go into next week's show. And again, thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.